Welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Each year, MTSU welcomes alumni back to campus, and this year is no exception. The Alumni Spring Weekend is scheduled for Thursday through Sunday, April 10th through the 13th, to give folks who have graduated an idea of how their alma mater has grown, literally and figuratively, since they were on campus as students. Here to talk about it today is Paul Wydra, Assistant Director of Alumni Relations, and we'll dive right in after these words from MTSUnews.com.
Here are some of the stories now on MTSUnews.com, the university's news and information website. Tom Keith, Development Director for the MTSU Jones College of Business, has been named this year's recipient of the Mentor of the Year Award by the District 3 Conference of the Council for Advancement and Support of Education, also known as CASE. Last year, CASE launched the mentorship program to connect new university advancement professionals with more experienced personnel. 50 military science students broke in a new rappelling tower on the east side of campus with a March 6th as the cantilevered top deck of the tower, which contains no footholds, allowed cadets to simulate the experience of rappelling out of a helicopter. And the March 2014 edition of Out of the Blue, MTSU's TV magazine program, features stories on traveling Civil War exhibits and a performance by a Chinese singing and dancing troupe. For MTSU News at any time, go to MTSUnews.com.
Paul, thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
What is the whole idea behind Alumni Spring Weekend?
Well, this is our third year, so when it initially started, the goal was we wanted to bring alumni back besides just homecoming weekend. That was kind of a common thing we heard, is a lot of alumni love to come back for homecoming. They love the football game and the tailgating and the festivities. They come back and they see family the night before, and then you have the football game and everything that goes on with homecoming. So it's very hard to see other things on campus in that short amount of time. So that was where Alumni Spring Weekend first came from. We wanted to offer another weekend in the spring where we could get as many departments on campus to have an open house, have a speaker, anything they wanted to do, have a reunion, just so we could bring alumni back for another weekend besides homecoming weekend, so they can really see everything that MTSU has to offer. Because, as you know, there's been so many changes and so many wonderful new buildings and programs and everything here over the years. So we really want to showcase that.
So this is more about exposing the academic and social aspects of MTSU rather than the athletic aspects, which they have more than a chance to absorb during homecoming.
That is true. There are definitely the baseball team is playing a home game the weekend, a spring weekend. So they will be here. So definitely we'll have an alumni discounted ticket for them. So athletics does play a part in it for sure. But we wanted to be more than just the homecoming weekend, which, you know, is your time's limited. I mean, you're coming back and you might have dinner with the family on Friday night, and then Saturday you have the parade and you have the football game. And if we're in an organization here, you might have an organizational event that night. There were so many things going on, so we just really wanted them to have another chance just to come back, walk around campus, look at the new buildings, look at the new scenery, and really get a feel for how much their school has changed over the years.
I would wager that most of the alumni who have not come back for homecoming, and maybe a few who have come back for homecoming, have not even seen the new College of Education building or Student Union building or the one-stop shop or the two parking garages, right?
100% correct. We get a lot of feedback from people. It's fun for us to meet those people and to see their faces. If we're walking towards a building they've never seen, you know, if they were here in the 70s or the 80s or, I mean, heck, even 10 years ago, you know, 8 years ago, there's been so many wonderful changes to this campus. It really is neat to see them and their reaction when they see the new College of Education building. It's really neat to see alumni interact like that and to see how happy they are and proud, you know, how proud they are of their university.
How many alumni can you accommodate for an event like this?
we'll take them as many as we can. We'll make it work. Probably the biggest thing is the lunch. We have a lunch on Saturday, which is in the Student Union, the Grill. And so that would be somewhat of a limited capacity because we have an hour and a half for lunch. And it's only $5 per person, which is a great deal. You can come in and get lunch, you know, for the day. But that's a limited capacity. You know, we will have to cap that, you know. But as far as other things, the schedule, the way it works out, where there's different things opened at different times, and then there's some things open at the same time. So you could definitely go in the mass communication building, and you could hit two or three different things over a two-hour period. So you can kind of do that where, you know, we want them all to come back. If every alumni could come back, we'd be happy. But there's no cap. We're ready. So.
It's like a menu. You can pick what you want to do and what you don't want to do. You don't have to stay on the bus the entire time.
No. We do have a bus tour, but that is something that you sign up for. Everything is on our website, which is mtalumni.com. Everything is listed on there, and it's constantly updating. That's the good thing about this is that, I still have calls out and emails out and still waiting. There's a couple more reunions that are going to have an event over spring weekend. There's a couple other departments that are going to have an event over spring weekend. So it's constantly updating, which is good. But yes, there's not a structure, so to speak. So, you don't have to be here at 8 a.m. Saturday morning and it's going to be the old the Griswold, you know, vacation for Saturday where you have to be here at 10:15 and here at 11:15. We really just want you to see the schedule, and go to things that interest you.
You can have
a
guided experience or a self-directed experience.
Correct.
Whichever you want.
Correct. And, and we will have alumni that will come back and they'll just walk around campus and they'll just go to lunch because they just want to see campus. And they marked this on their calendar as a good date to come. And that's all they want. You know, they might not be that interested in the baseball game or that interested in, going to a play or something like that. They just want to see campus. They just want an excuse to see the new buildings and walk inside and to be, I've said before, but to be proud of their university, of where they got their degree from. So it's pretty exciting.
We'll take a break here. We'll be right back. This is MTSU on the Record.
The American Democracy Project is a nonprofit initiative which strives for greater voter registration and civic participation among young people at MTSU and at campuses nationwide. Through encouragement from professors and peers, young adults are shown the value of being more active citizens in their community, their state, and their nation. ADP seeks to nurture programs that raise the campus community's level of engagement with society. For all the latest MTSU news and information, go to mtsunews.com.
Talking about Alumni Spring Weekend 2014, scheduled for April 10th through the 13th with Paul Wydra, Assistant Director of Alumni Relations. Let's go over some of the events that are going to be here. MTSU Theater is putting on a production of The Drowsy Chaperone. And if you would rather see more Broadway-oriented fare, maybe you'd like to go to TPAC and catch Wicked. And you can make either one or both possible. Well, either one. You can't be both at the same time. But you can make either one possible.
You can on Thursday night, but you can definitely catch the Drowsy Chaperone on Saturday or Sunday. They do have multiple performances, which is good.
And you're touring the Campus Recreation Center. You can even take time for a workout, and you can work out for free, right?
Yes, they've been great last year and this year. They will give you a one-day pass. So during that weekend, a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you can bring your pass, and that pass is good for your entire family, which is a really good deal. So if you're an alumnus and you have a family of four or five and you're thinking about what you want to do, come back Saturday, come back Sunday with your pass, and everyone can go in the rec center and they can experience it.
We're talking about treadmill, Stairmaster, weights, the pool.
Yes.
The whole ball of wax. We've also got a chance for 20% discount on items at Phillips Bookstore. You don't get see that every day, for
no.
sure.
And once again, they've been great to work with. There is a 20% discount off of anything, the clothing related items in the store. And we hear that a lot from our alumni, is that they really want to, you know, they want the alumni shirt or things like that. So it's a great opportunity for them. And then that's a 20% that's good for that weekend. So Friday or Saturday or Sunday, they can go by the bookstore and they can use that, and they can go ahead and get something for 20% off.
You can tour the Center for Popular Music, the Albert Gore Research Center. And then at 11:30 on Friday, you have the 1911 Society Luncheon. Explain what that is.
That is the sponsored by the Office of Development, and that is an invite-only luncheon, which is for – it honors individuals and families who have set up an estate plan or a trust through the university or a planned gift that benefits MTSU, and along with 40-year-plus donors to MTSU, those long-term donors. The first one they did was last year, and that's such a great success. It was actually so well-attended and so big that they actually had to move to a bigger location, so it's in the Student Union Ballroom this year. So that's really exciting to see and to meet some of those alums and people that give back to their university. So like I said, that is an invite-only event, and that's through the Office of Development, and they've done a great job with that event. And it's exciting to see, you know, a group of people who not only are donating and excited about the university, but they're excited to come back on that weekend and to see, you know, maybe where some of their money has gone. Mm-hmm. And so it's very exciting.
The name 1911 Society derives from the year the university was founded.
Correct.
And then you get to go to the baseball game that night at 6 p.m. Yes. It's MTSU versus Mississippi Valley State. Jerry Rice's alma mater, not that he played baseball.
Yes, very good, very good.
Point of reference. And then we have the first Friday Star Party, which would be happening anyway because we have those every Friday. But Dr. Eric Klumpa, who is in the Department of Physics and Astronomy, will be delivering a lecture at the observatory, and people can peek through our big telescope, right?
Yes, correct. And I tell you, those are so well attended. If you have not been to one, the kids love it. So, you know, bring the family, bring the kids. You know, I think last year, I want to say there was 50, 60 plus people that went on the night of alumni spring weekend. And they're really excited, and something that you don't get to see all the time. And luckily, MTSU has such a great facility for that and such great instructors that it's very exciting. So they've been great working with us, too, and they do a fantastic job. I highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. So
now, speaking of science, our splendiferous new science building will not be available for inspection because it's still under construction, but they can take a look from behind the fence, right?
Yes, they can, and that's definitely – we get a lot of questions about that. And so hopefully it'll be a nice sunny day the whole weekend, and they'll definitely get to peek at it, and the progress has been amazing. You know, if you haven't seen any of it, I know there's some online video of it, but it's amazing. It's amazing. So it's getting close.
Yeah, that grand opening is going to be a major event.
Yes, it will be.
And this is an event that I will have a hand in helping to promote, the Textiles Merchandising and Design Runway Show. They have a fashion show with students on the runway and student designers every year. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, there's a lot of information on that is in the there's a flyer, but the main website, which is www.mtsufashionshow.com, and it's a runway show. It's an annual one. They do it every year, and it's April 11th, which is the Friday night, and doors open at 6 p.m. and starts at 7 p.m., and it's in the JUB, James Union Building, which is the Tennessee Room. And this year, their focus is Machines of Motion, which is a 21st century tribute to Art Deco. So that's pretty exciting, and that's always very well attended as well. So, and that's one of those things that, like I said, they do every year, and they were nice enough to do it on spring weekend. So works great for us.
Three things here in the John Bragg building: our new Center for Innovation in Media, which has WMOT and the student radio station, student television station, and the working area for Sidelines all rolled up into one. The Mobile Production Lab, which I just saw pull out today to go to an event, as a matter of fact, and the Baldwin Photographic Gallery, which has moved into new quarters on the second floor where Sidelines used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that will be available to them.
All that's going to be open and, you know, all very exciting, you know, for the alumni who haven't seen what great resources that are over there now. I was lucky enough to walk through last year with two or three alumni, and they were blown away by just everything, the newness of it, you know, which is something that I think really took them aback by, but plus everything being at the students' fingertips, which is great. And the truck tour is really something that you just don't get a chance to see very often. You know, we had a lot of people go through who, you know, they're like, the truck, what's the truck? And which is the Mobile Production Lab, which is
Is a television master control room on wheels. And most people who are not in the industry have never been inside a master control room for television, right?
No. And to see everything that goes into it, you know, and what they have to do to get a concert on the air or a ceremony, anything. It's pretty neat. It's pretty neat to be in there and to see everything and to see kind of the close quarters and, but still all the technology and everything that goes into, you know, getting that on your TV screen and iPad and all that fun stuff that everyone uses now.
We'll pause again. This is MTSU on the record.
The annual Baseball and Literature and Culture Conference at MTSU welcomes scholars from all over the country to present papers on numerous baseball-related topics. Their research highlights the national pastime's impact on everything from race relations to the economy and the sports depiction in poetry and novels. The conference has attracted all-stars and Hall of Famers, including Denny McClain and Ferguson Jenkins. For the latest MTSU news and information, go to mtsunews.com.
Back with Paul Wydra, who is with Alumni Relations. He's the assistant director, talking about Alumni Spring Weekend, which is scheduled for April 10th through the 13th here on campus. One of my all-time favorites is the Mineral Gem and Fossil Museum, and they're going to have an open house, and they can walk in and see the big Allosaurus smiling at them, but they need not be afraid because he does not bite.
No, I can verify I was there, and I was not harmed last year, so that was good. But it's really neat to see that, and a lot of the area grade schools, and I know they do a lot of tours there, but when you don't initially think of something like that in MTSU, and I bet you could talk to a lot of students and definitely a lot of alumni that don't even know that it's there. So it's a shame that they don't, because to experience it is really something neat. And it's an open house. You can walk through on your own leisure, lots of different samples and everything in there. There's a little dinosaur that's in there.
Sparkly rocks and rocks that glow in the dark.
Yes. And once again, if you have children, please bring them. I think it's an excellent time, to show them that. I think it's very neat that we have something like that to offer. You know, I think a lot of people don't know that. So, and it's something that's there and it's open for them. So,
do you know how many ballpark figure, give or take, how many people took advantage of last year's Alumni Spring Weekend?
I would say probably between 100 and 150 easily. And we do a sign-in registration that we'll give out to all of our departments. So there'll be a sign-in sheet. So some people, if you want to sign in, and that's just a way for us to capture a more accurate headcount and email addresses and cell phone numbers and things like that. So we can, and at new addresses, because we have some alumni that, you know, they might not have updated their addresses, and we like to capture that information. So we had a good turnout last year, and I think it's definitely one of those events that every year it's just going to get a little bit bigger and a little more well attended as the word keeps spreading. Like I said, this will be the third year, so it's still in its infant stages. But we've been very pleased with the success and the number of alumni that come back to experience so far.
As a practical matter, when the alumni are here on campus, Do people talk to them about giving and donations, or do you just more or less let the goodwill emanate from the experience itself?
Definitely the goodwill. You know, we feel that it's best just to kind of let them capture and take in everything, take in the moment, take in the campus atmosphere. You know, a lot of times they're absorbed by the memories of when they were here and they walked around campus and they went to class and their old friends, you know, in the different dorms and eating lunch on campus and things like that. So, you know, we prefer to let them kind of go that route where they're not saying we don't want to disturb them by any means, and
it's more
happy,
of an easygoing, laid-back
experience. We prefer for that route, so they're just happy to be back on campus, you know, and we're just happy to have them back on campus and to be here and answer questions if they have any questions and to kind of be their guides, you know, for the weekend.
How would you describe the proclivity of MTSU alumni to want to stay in touch with their alma mater after they leave?
I think the number's pretty large. I think there's a lot of dedication, a lot of pride for people that went here. You know, and I've been working with alumni here for over 7 years now, and I've met some of the most incredible people that I've ever met in my life, and they're alumni from here, and they love telling people that they're alumni from here, and they love the feeling they had coming back to campus because they loved the feeling when they were here on campus. You know, hearing the stories about the men who met their wives on campus and you know, might even proposed on campus and, you know, never would have had the life they did with their significant other that because they met them here. You know, hearing those stories and things like that, we are very lucky, I think, to have those alumni that have those special ties to this university.
It's time to take another break. We'll be back. This is MTSU on the Record.
Tennessee's farm families contribute to our state's economy, nutrition, and culture. The Tennessee Century Farms program at MTSU's Center for Historic Preservation acknowledges farms that have been in the same family at least 100 years. To date, the program has certified more than 1,500 farms. There's no cost to nominate a farm or be part of the program. For all the latest MTSU news and information, go to mtsunews.com.
And we're still talking with Paul Wydra, Assistant Director of Alumni Relations, about Alumni Spring Weekend, April 10th through the 13th. Do you have any special assistance available for some of our alumni who might be in their golden years and might need a little physical assistance?
We can offer that. We definitely had last year we had a couple buses that would take them around campus and would just drop them off at the new student union and things like that. And we also have a couple golf carts that we can, you know, take people from building to building if need be. That won't be an issue at all. So we will definitely do the best we can to make sure that any and all alumni are you know, taken care of and free to go wherever they would like to see their university.
I seem to remember a group called Golden Raiders. Does that still exist?
It does. It does. It's that's graduates of 50 years, and what an amazing group every year. Their luncheon is always the day before homecoming, and, I mean, they're so excited.
These are folks in
back.
Their 70s and 80s, basically.
Yeah,
right?
It's amazing. But the stories alone are well worth it to hear old stories about everything from dress codes on campus and when, you know, women couldn't be out past 10 p.m. I think, and things like that. When, you know, now we're like, what? I mean, but that's how it was.
So, dorms were not co-ed.
No. And to hear that, you know, from them who, you know, lived it and went through it.
We'll pause one more time. This is MTSU on the Record.
The Experiential Learning Scholars Program at MTSU gives students a chance to go outside the classroom and obtain hands-on experience in their chosen fields of study. They'll have the opportunity to give something back to the community through service learning as they gain acceptance for graduate study. Students should be able to select EXL-designated courses from major requirements and general studies requirements to complete the 16 to 18 hours of EXL coursework. For all of the latest MTSU news and information, go to mtsunews.com.
In our final moments with Paul Wydra, now, as you know, sometimes parking can be a bit of a challenge on this campus for people coming in from the outside and might not be familiar with some of the construction that is going on and the changes in routes, the changes in traffic on our campus motorways that might have taken place as a result. What do you recommend for people coming into Alumni Weekend about parking, where to leave their cars, if they want to get on the bus, whatever?
You know, lucky enough, a couple of the new things are the new parking garages. So there is a parking garage, one of the two new parking garages, which is by the new student union. So if you come in from Rutherford, there is that one will be open. So free of charge. And that's kind of where we're telling a lot of alumni and guests to park in that parking garage, which is over, which is going to put them right by the new one-stop shop. And then also with the new student union, it's going to put them right there where the luncheon's going to be. So that is where we're telling a lot of alumni, we're kind of directing them to that parking garage, which should give them plenty of space. And also with a lot of the events, you know, are going to be in those first few buildings. So they won't have to you know, walk long distances back to their car. But that's kind of where we're directing a lot of the folks to park, is that new parking garage.
Because even in addition to the new buildings on campus, a lot of the roadways have been rerouted on campus to the point that somebody who hasn't been here in a while might get quite confused.
Yes.
Without a map or something. So it's good to be in one central location at least to start with before you get on the bus.
Yes, definitely. And you know, we do have a bus tour, but the bus tour is actually leaving from the student union. Mm-hmm. So you won't need to go back to your car or anything like that. You'll just be able to get on the bus right at the student union. So our registration will be at the student union on Saturday morning. And like I said, our lunch will be there. So we're kind of using the new student union for kind of our hub,
yeah.
For lack of a better term. And that's why that parking garage, the new parking garage right there, makes a lot of sense, because that's going to be the closest thing to it. So,
and if people want more information in the interim, how do they get in touch with you?
Easiest way is mtalumni.com. And just to get online, like I said, the list constantly updates, you know, they can call me. My direct line is 904-8199. I'm happy to answer any and all questions for anyone out there. Like I said, more the merrier. We hope to see everyone come back. I think it'd be great.
That phone number, incidentally, is area code 615.
615. I apologize.
I know you'll have people coming from West and East Tennessee, too.
Yeah, we do. We actually had people come from D.C. last year and Atlanta last year. So we love that. I mean, that's the greatest. It's a lot of we see a lot of success in that. If they're making that much of a trek, we want to make sure we put on a little bit of a show for them. So.
Paul Wydra, Assistant Director of Alumni Relations, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much. Honored to be here.
MTSU On the Record, a news and information program about Middle Tennessee State University, is produced by the university's Marketing and Communications Office, which is solely responsible for its content. Read more about MTSU at our website, mtsunews.com. Podcasts of this program are available at mtsunews.com and on iTunes.